Welcome to Zichru Chumash Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and in this session, we're focusing on the Simanim for Parshas B'Shalach. So Parshas B'Shalach is comprised of five prakim. It begins at the end of Perek Yud Gimel and continues through Perek Yud Zayin. We'll begin with a brief summary of what happened each Perek, and then we'll learn the Simanim for each. So the Parsha opens in Perek Yud Gimel with Paro sending Bnei Israel out. Instead of taking them Derech Eretz Plishtim, which would be a direct way to Eretz Canaan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs them towards Yamsuf, out of concern that if they see war, the wanderer returned to Mitzrayim. Bnei Israel leave armed, chamushim. Moshe Rabbeinu has taken the Atzmos Yosef, the bones of Yosef, out with him, and they're being led with the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire at night. So we'll call this Perek for short, the Perek of B'Shalach. The Perek Yedalot is the Perek of Kriyas Yamsuf. It covers everything from Paro's pursuit, the fear of Bnei Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe it's not the time to dove and just tell the nation to travel into the water. The Yam miraculously splits, we walk through on dry land, and then the Mitzrayim fall in pursuit, and the waters come crashing down, and the might of Mitzrayim is wiped out and drowned. The Perek concludes with the well-known Pasuk, V'yirha Ames Hashem, V'yaminu B'Hashem U'B'Moshe Avdo. So we'll call Perek Yedal the Perek of Kriyas Yamsuf. Perek Tezvav is the Perek of Shiras Hayam, the Song of the Sea. It includes also Miriam leading the women in celebration, and concludes with Bnei Israel traveling 3 days without water. They come to Marah, where the waters are bitter. They complain to Moshe. Moshe throws the eights into the waters, and they become sweet. And then they continue on to Elim, where they discover 12 springs and 70 date palms, and they camp there. So we'll call this Perek Shiras Hayam. And remember, they come to Marah afterwards. You can just have in mind that the song ended on a bitter note. The Perek Tezayin is the Parsha of the Mun, and then Perek Yudzayin begins Bnei Israel camping at Rephidim with no water to drink. Their complaints lead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe to hit the rock to bring forth water, and the place is called Masa Umariva. This is followed by Mechamas Amalek. Yeshua leads Bnei Israel in battle as Moshe Rabbeinu sits on the rock with his hands held high to remind Bnei Israel that the source of their victory comes from above. We'll call this Perek the Perek of Amalek, and you can have in mind the beginning of the Perek where they come to Rephidim as connected, because it's there where they ask, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their midst or not? Which led, Chazal tell us, to the attack by Amalek. So Perek Yud Zayin is Parsha of Amalek. So once again, so Perek Yud Gimel is the Perek of B'Shalach, Perek Yud Dalet is Kriyas Yamsuf, Perek Tezvav is Shiras Hayam, Perek Tezayin is the Parsha of the Mun, and then Perek Yud Zayin is the Perek of Amalek. All right, so now let's go and learn the Simanim for each Perek. So to see where the Parsha fits in, let's just go back to Parsha's Bo and review those Simanim, and then we'll pick up with B'Shalach Simanim. So Parsha's Bo begins in Perek Yud. We said that Perek Yud covers the Arba and the Choshech. The Sim for Yud is a minion of Yidden. And the Sim was, locusts flew out of a minion attacking the land and turning off all the lights. So locusts flew out of a minion attacking the land and turning off all the lights. Then Perek Yud Aleph, we said that's Od Nega Echad. There's one more big Makkah coming. The Sim for Yud Aleph is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So the Sim was, the stars above spelled, the big one is coming around midnight. Stars above spelled, the big one is coming around midnight. Then Perek Yud Beis is a very long Perek that deals with all the mitzvahs related to Pesach. We have Machas Bechoros, and then we have Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sim for Yud Beis is 12 brothers. The Sim was 12 brothers were prepping for a holiday when a great cry occurred and they were free. I must admit, prepping for a holiday is a bit vague in terms of the Sim. So why don't we have in mind that they're all busy baking matzahs together when the great cry occurs and they get freed. So they're in this matzah bakery preparing for the holiday when a great cry occurred and they were freed. Then the parsha concludes with Perek Yud Gimel with the two parshas that we include in our tefillin. The simon for Yud Gimel is bar mitzvah. And we said as bar mitzvah gifts, the nation received freedom signs to wear on their heads and arms, which essentially that's what tefillin is. Freedom signs to wear on their heads and arms. And they promised to tell their children for generations what had occurred. That's Perek Yud Gimel. Now picking up B'Shalach, Perek Yud Gimel is that short parsha of Paro sending them out, and they left armed. The Simon is bar mitzvah boys, so the Simon here is, the bar mitzvah boys took water guns with them as they were sent out. Then Perek Yedalot is the Perek of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Simon for Yedalot is a hand. So then we have here, their leader stuck his hand into the sea in front of them, and the water split. That's Perek Yedalot. Then Perek Tezvav, the topic is Shiras Hayam. The Sim for Tezvav is a fruit bowl, because Tezvav is two b'shvat, we think of fruit, but to make a little more vivid, we use a fruit bowl. So that's our Simon. So here we have a choir dressed in gowns with pictures of fruit bowls on them, sang a song in celebration. So you have this glorious choir dressed in gowns with pictures of fruit bowls on their gowns, and they sang a song in celebration. So that is Perek Tezvav. Perek Tezayin is the parsha of the man. Tezayin is toes. So then we have here in our siman, then they tiptoed through the desert that was covered with food that fell from above. So again, they then tiptoed through the desert that was covered with food that fell from above. That's the parsha of man. Then Perek Yud Zayin is Mochamas Amalek. The siman for Yud Zayin is a used car. We use used car salesmen. So here we go. They were suddenly attacked by a nation of used car salesmen and were victorious. Once again, they were suddenly attacked by a nation of used car salesmen and were victorious. So those are the simanim and b'shalach. Let's review. So Perek Yud Gimel is b'shalach. The siman is bar mitzvah. The bar mitzvah boys took water guns with them as they were sent out. Then Perek Yud Dal is Kriyas Yamsuf. The siman is a hand. Their leader stuck his hand in the sea in front of them, and the water split. Then Perek Tezvav is Shiras Hayam. The siman is fruit bowls. So we have here a choir dressing gowns with pictures of fruit bowls on them, sang a song in celebration. And then Perek Tezayin is the parsha of the man, the siman is toes. They then tiptoed through the desert that was covered with food that fell from above. Then in Perek Yud Zayin, the topic is Mochamas Amalek. The siman is used car or used car salesmen. So we say they were suddenly attacked by a nation of used car salesmen and were victorious. Okay, so let's do a quick little quiz here on these five prakim. Which perek do we have Shiras Hayam in? Shiras Hayam, that's in Perek Tezvav. Those are the fruit bowl gowns that is worn by the choir singing Shiras Hayam. Good. Which perek do we have Parshas Haman? Parshas Haman. That's in Perek Tezayin. Good, because they tiptoed through the desert that was covered with food that fell from above. Good. Which perek do we have Kriyas Yamsuf? Kriyas Yamsuf. That's in Perek Yadala. That's the hand perek because their leader stuck his hand into the sea in front of them and the water split. Good. Which perek do we have Mochamas Amalek? That's in Perek Yud Zayin, the used car salesmen attacking. They were suddenly attacked by a nation of used car salesmen and were victorious. Good. And then in which perek does B'nai Israel leave armed from Mitzrayim? That's in Perek. Yud Gimel, the bar mitzvah boy perek. The bar mitzvah boys took their water guns with them as they were sent out. Excellent. So that concludes our session on the simanim for Parshas B'shalach. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.